Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is hump day. It is Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. I am Sally Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And as always, wherever you are listening, be it live or on the replay, whatever platform you're listening on. Hello and welcome, and thank you very much. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day. My day has been pleasant so far. A little busy, but pleasant. Hey, Frankie. Hey, Brina. Blunt, how are you? How are you? Crazy lady, hey, how are you, girl? I'm uploading a little bit of music here, so hold on. There we go. Hey, Shorty. How are you, girl? Hey, Minnesota. How are you? Hello. Hello, hello, one and all. Okay, so let's get started. So today's show, I know it's going to take a little curve because I'm going to curve it some. And we're going to stay on topic, but yeah, these variables are going to be there. So, all right. So, older women, younger men. Can men benefit from the maturity level dating an older woman? Now, you know, I've said before that I have a friend that, you know, when she sees my topic, she never comes on the show. She's never, ever been on the show, but she listens to it on the replay. And when she sees what my topic is, she always, hey, Fair, welcome. And when she sees what my topic is, she always sends me these texts and these comments. So this morning we were kind of going back and forth in, I don't want to say it's an argument because she's not someone that I argue with. She's someone that I always disagree with on a lot of things. Hey, boss, welcome. So, so my question is this: when I say older women, younger men, I'm not necessarily saying younger men marrying older women. I'm just talking about just in terms of the maturity level. Can younger men benefit from dating, an older woman? So, this is what my friend, when she texted me, she says, the issue is they don't mature. They are looking to hitch their wagon. I have a mommy friend who married a guy 18 years younger than her, a husband for a hot 22-year-old. When he turned 40, he didn't want a 60-year-old wife. He had his own business that she helped start and then went for a hot younger wife. And then I said something about it being a double standard, and she said, not a double standard. The younger wives need to stay hot, and they know the men will age. And I was like, I'm sorry, you know, I disagree with that. And then she says, there is something wrong when someone marries way older. And she was, if any of you all watched the Real Housewives on Beverly Hills, because the two of us do, she was referring to one of the women who married a man who was 30 years older than her when she was 30. So, and he was 60. And now he's like in his 80s. And so my question is, again, can younger men benefit? Hey son, can younger men benefit from dating an older woman? Because I personally think, and I'm going about to offend the men on this panel, that on one hand, my friend is correct. Hey, Mr. A, that men don't mature. They don't mature the way women do. And I'm talking about even when you are talking to an older man, they still are not at the same maturity level that women are. So, okay, you go talk to Miss Danielle. And then Brina says, in a way, they can teach them patience. True. You know, so again, I'm just talking about the maturity level. I'm not saying that you have to go and marry an older woman, whatever. But then my girlfriend said, I'm reading her text right now. What happens 20 years down the road when they don't want someone that old? You know, so again, and then I said to her, well, why is it always the woman who has to take the hit? Shouldn't it also, I mean, it's that double standard there where it's vice versa. What about when, you know, you have a younger woman who marries an older man, you know, do they want someone that old? You know, and she, you know, she says that for women, it's about money, whereas men, hold on, let me get what she's saying, because I was like, what? Men want a younger person because they want the admiration of someone younger. So do you all agree with that? Do you all disagree with that? I mean, I would like to have opinions from both sides here, since we have, seems like it's even. Hamid, I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Welcome. So any thoughts, opinions? You know, because again, I also think that when younger men date older women, and when I say older, I don't mean like 2 years older, 5 years old. I'm talking about at least 10 years plus. That if that man goes back to date someone his age or younger, they think that person's silly. They think that girl is silly, that she's immature, because this man has been with a mature woman. Do I feel the same way if a younger woman dates an older man? To a certain degree. But I do believe that overall, men, no matter their age, are not as mature as women. So, any agreements? Let's see. TQ says the angel number 111 means to take chances and try out new things. Be a yes person, so to speak. The green light associated with the number, with the angel number 111 reminds us not to overthink things. Said Wilder, if you are seeing a lot of 111, take a chance and go for it. That's interesting. Hey, Kenny, welcome. Thank you. That's interesting, son. That is interesting. So, but what do you all think? I mean, how much would you all date someone that is older than you, male or female? Would you date someone that is older than you? You know, or are we stuck in the stereotype that you should always date someone, that the man should always be older or the same age, or he should be a couple years older. I mean, I'm a year and a couple of months older than my husband. You know, so, okay, Shorty's saying yes. Yes to, TQ says I've dated someone 4 years older than me. Does that count? I mean, so, but did you feel that there was a difference in that age? I mean, do you feel that there was a difference in dating someone 4 years older than you as opposed to someone who was your age or someone that was 4 years younger? Okay, Crazy Lady says Ross is 9 years older than me. Brandon says, I think if you step into a next generation, it might be hard to find things in common. I agree with that also. I do think that, you know, while, you know, in terms of music, in terms of what you may want to, your interest in television, in terms of, you know, you want to go out, they don't want to go out, or vice versa. Sun says immaturity at the time. Yes, I was 18. She was 22. Okay. But it's all personal preference. I don't see anything wrong with it. Okay. Okay. But again, I come back to what do you, welcome, Cece. Again, I come back to what do you all think about? Can an older woman help, or can a younger man benefit from dating a younger man in terms of the maturity level? Hey, son, did I catch you or did I not? Hold on. Let me see if I can do this again. There we go. Oh, okay. All right. No problem. No problem. Come up whenever you're ready. Okay. And Blunt says, my niece is 23 and dating a man who's 47. I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, hey, shy lady, welcome. So, I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, do you feel, you know, that's way too old? You know, and then again, what's too old when if a woman is 50 and she's dating somebody 80, is that too old? Or she's dating somebody 70, is that too old? As opposed to you're 25 and you're dating someone that's, and a woman is 25 and you're dating someone that's 50. Okay. I'm not happy about it, but it's her life choices. She needs to live and learn. Okay, so what are you not happy about? Are you not happy about, I mean, is this man treating her, is he treating her well? I mean, is he, you know, is he disrespecting her? I mean, you know, so again, I go to, would you rather your niece date someone who is 47 years old and he's treating her like a queen as opposed to someone who is, you know, who is her age, close, you know, let's see, you said she's 23, so someone that's 23 or, you know, around her age, 23, 24, 25, 26, but they're not treating her well, or they're just silly, or they're immature. So again, that's why I come back and I keep asking you guys, can men benefit? Can younger men benefit from dating, and then say marry, from dating an older woman in terms of maturity? Can an older woman help a man, a younger man, mature? Now, there are some men that are very mature, but there are a lot of men that are silly. You know, so... Okay, and Blunt says, I just question the age. Like, why does he want something that young? Okay, all right. Hey, shy lady, welcome.
Hey, welcome. Thank you. am I only one on the panel?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to put the disclaimer out there. I am out and about in the grocery store, so... Well, right now I'm in the parking lot, but I'm about to go in. I'm just listening on my headphones. But I'm just want to say that if I go out, it's because okay. I'm not you know, probably in a good remote location with Wi-Fi or whatever. But anyway,
okay.
My two cents is, I think it's all subjective. It all depends on the person. But I will say that based on information that I read and having a son that is 26 years old and knowing many, many relatives in my family, I would say, and from experience, I would say that men typically, and even not even men, but women as well, I've read that the human brain doesn't really mature as far as reasoning and all that and rationale until around the age of 30, somewhere between 25 and 30. That's what I've read. And there are some men who are in their 40s and 50s, and they're very immature, and they're not ready for relationships. And there are some men who are younger, maybe in their late 20s, who are looking for something serious. So it's kind of subjective, but I would say overall, on average, most men in their mid to late 20s are probably not really mature and even financially ready for an adult relationship with a woman.
Okay, so Shaylee, let's take away the financial part. Let's just talk about the mature part. Mm-hmm. Again, I ask, can a younger man benefit on a maturity level just from being around an older woman, because she has, I don't want to say she's been around, like, oh my God, you know, she slept with all these people. I'm talking about because she has lived. I mean, she has gone through life. I mean, you know, if a 20-year-old is dating somebody in their 40s or even older, you know, is, you know, just the life experience, you know, and even if you want to go to the financial side, I mean, if not saying that all older people have their finances together, you know, I know a lot that don't, you know, but, you know, even on that level, just, you know, seeing how this is what you should do. You just save your, I'm not saying they should be a parent, but just being around that person and just, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I do. I think they can learn something, but I really don't think that, because based on their brain, I really don't think that they can really learn until they actually experience things for themselves in terms of maturity. She can show him some things, but I really don't think that they're going to be there. I've seen so many men, even in Hollywood, who've been known to date older women. But once they get a certain age in their 30s or 40s, they always go back to like younger women. I've always seen that. I remember when Michael Douglas was dating an actress way back, and I thought they were so in love, Brenda Vaccaro. And I remember they were living together, and they were together for many, many years. And he turns around and he marries a younger woman, his first marriage, and then he marries Catherine Zeta-Jones, who's even younger. So I think he's always had money, but I just think that sometimes they're just not mature until a certain age. And like I said, it always seems to go back to them. Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. So, you know, what you just said about Michael Douglas, you know, I look at somebody like Clint Eastwood. You know, it's like he marries these women who are young. He's with them, you know, for maybe 15 years, maybe 20, you know. Mm-hmm. But in the end, they get divorced. And when he marries even younger. Now, this man is 92.
Yeah.
And yeah. he just married someone, I think, who's in her 40s. So yeah. You have to say, well, okay, so is this woman marrying him for his money? Possibly. I'm yes. not going to say yes, no, because I mean, you know, but at the same time, it's like, what is wrong with him? What is wrong with, so what is wrong? And what I was telling my friend who I was going back and forth on text with, Shirley, who you know, My thing, you know, she kept saying, well, with women, it's usually, you know, they want to be secure. They want the money, you know. But it's like, why do women, you know, it always seems like women always seem like they're being the greedy ones. But I look at the man, it's like, why are you marrying somebody that this young? And Fair said, you know, a man in his 40s, I honestly couldn't see myself with someone old enough to be my daughter. Too creepy for me, too close for comfort. So Clint Eastwood is not marrying somebody who could be his daughter. He's marrying somebody who could be his granddaughter or his great-granddaughter.
But so you know what? I think
You know, so is that maturity? That's why I say when men get older, they don't, you know, they keep wanting to go younger and younger and younger. So is it for sex? Or, I mean, what is it? I mean, at 92, if you're divorced, maybe you should just chill. And I'm not saying your life is over. Yeah, you can still go sleep with somebody, but maybe you should not get married again.
I think that older men, I don't really think that they ever really see themselves as being old. I mean, you look at people like Robert De Niro, who just had a baby at like 80. Al Pacino, he just had a baby with a woman who's probably, I think, early 30s. And he's like 80. I think these men don't really see themselves as being old and decrepit looking. And then obviously the way they look, I mean, I don't know these women, but to me, the way I've seen Al Pacino lately and Robert De Niro, I really don't know how a woman in her 20s or 30s would find them sexually attractive. I mean, really, I just don't.
Oh boy.
So I don't think these men know how they look or how old they are. I don't think they care. I think that they still see themselves as like, you know, some dude that can still get it on or whatever. And he doesn't want a woman his age or even a woman 50 or 60. He wants a woman youthful and vibrant and beautiful, even though he's just the opposite. So I just don't get it. I don't know. To me.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then my question is, should women be dissed if they are marrying or dating these much older men? If a 30-year-old is dating, you know, somebody that's in their 80s and 90s, should they be the one dissed? Or maybe you should start dissing, or should society start dissing the men because they're coming after women that are more than half their age?
I think they should diss both of them because I just saw recently this woman who was a Hugh Hefner. She was married to Hugh Hefner, and he died not too long ago. I think at 92 right. or 91. This right. woman is 37 years old. She was with him when she was 18. And now she's talking about how repulsive he was and how disgusting it was to be with him. But we all know why you did it. You did it for the money. He wanted youthful women. And this is another thing she said too. She said he wanted her to dye her hair blonde at her disadvantage. She said she had burns in her scalp because he wanted her to have blonde hair, although she was a natural brunette. I mean, the things that she had to put up with for money is disgusting.
Okay, true. But you're saying that is okay. So you're saying it's disgusting on her part.
Yeah, not just like sexually or whatever,
but see, this is one thing that I have a problem with, and I knew we were going to get into the weeds on this. Why is it always a woman that's disgusting that she's doing this for money? Oh, she's doing this for this, but what about him? What about him? Is anyone going to say anything to him?
He's disgusting too. Yes. But he's the one who's benefiting more than she is. She's the one talking about, oh my God, I was so repulsed. I don't think he was repulsed at all.
But at the end of the day, like Fair says, to each their own, you want to work that oldness, go ahead. And that's at the end of the day, that is how I feel. What you choose to do, I may not do it, but if that's what you want to do, you go knock yourself out.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm coming back, and Shorty, I am coming to you. At the same time, I just want to know, can men benefit from dating? Can men benefit, younger men benefit from dating an older woman in terms of maturity?
I don't think so. I don't. I'll just say this. My son has a friend who, I think he's 24 years old, and there's a woman working this gym. She's a trainer, whatever. And she's like 40. I think she's 40. She has a child that's, I think, in middle school. And this guy is so immature, and he has a girlfriend his own age that he hangs out with. But this guy is so immature, there's no way he's even seriously remotely interested in her. It's all a sexual relationship. And I think that for her, I think she's divorced. I think she is liking the attention or whatever from this younger guy. But the whole thing is all sexual for both of them. And he's not serious, but he's very immature. And I think for her, maybe she hasn't been with a man in a long time, but I wouldn't be bothered with him because I know the things that my son say about him. I would not be bothered. Very okay. Immature.
All right. Hey, Shorty. Welcome. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Charlie.
So what's up, Shorty?
I'm good. How you doing?
I am good. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think?
Well, I ain't gonna lie, Sally. You always come up with some touchy subject. You know what I mean? That's why I love it. But you know, it's to each their own, like y'all was saying. You know what I mean? Some women, you know, it's a vice versa thing. You know what I mean? So it's like sometimes they can be immature. Sometimes they just do it for the sex or do it for the money. Like everybody was saying, the bragging rights and stuff like that too. So, but sometimes they can learn from each other to mature, to get to that maturity. You know what I mean? So it's like sometimes they might be young or older. You know, if they're younger, they might do have a mature mind to do what they need to do. You know, very rarely you might find them that's mature and young.
Okay. All right. So let me read some of these comments here. Let's see. Okay, Fair says, I don't think we're out here trying to learn, Salad. Just saying. I feel like go and date older like that, 20-year difference is mostly sexual attraction, in my opinion, for the clout. Especially with wealth, power, and influence. I'm reading what Fair is saying mostly. TQ agreed with Shy Lady. That is exactly what it is. Shorty says, sugar daddy or sugar mama. Fair says, to each their own. Okay. GB says, under the hood, the car is still good. Shorty says, for money. Cha-ching, Fair says. And for bragging rights, look what I got. Men are not cheap. GB says, men just want... clap some cheeks. We don't care about women's intelligence or wealth. You know, and that right there is, you know, I'm sorry, GP, I am going to go there because that's a very misogynistic and sexist thing to say, that we don't care about a woman's intelligence or their wealth. So does that mean that the person that men marry, you can care less if they have a brain? You know, I mean, I'm just asking here. I'm just asking. Boss says, to answer simply, I think they can if they are open to it. The problem is most men are not open to learning from them, meaning women. TG says, I just had to hear you say that. Oh, I'm going to go back and watch that part on YouTube. Oh, see, I know why you're going to watch that part on YouTube. See, TQ likes to see what my expressions look like when sometimes some of you guys are talking. And I do get kind of, you know, my face does, you know, like, what? Anyway, okay, and GP says, I know how men think. I am a man. So, okay, so Shy Lady Shorty, I mean, I wish one of you guys would come up here, because to say that, you know, not all, but, you know, most men don't care about a woman's intelligence or wealth. Let's leave the wealth out of it. But, you know, your intelligence, you're not going to care if, I mean, I would care if the person that I'm with, I don't care how much money he has. I mean, but yeah, you have to have a brain.
Right.
So, you know, so Shy Lady Shorty, I mean, what do you all think about what GB said? Men just want to clap some cheeks. We don't care about a woman's intelligence or wealth.
That's a big negative. Yeah. You can't say that, yo. Because it's like, Cause you, if you gonna say it like that, you might as well say the women don't. You might as well say men don't care about the females or vice versa thing. You understand what I'm saying? Of course we care about, you know, the man's feelings, and it's not all about the money. It's about the brain. You understand how they feel? How? Cause you know, if a man or a female or vice versa. If their mindset is not there, they won't be so ambitious to do what they need to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. So, Shy Lady says, look at most professional athletes. A lot of them date, marry models. Shorty, wait, what did you... Okay, I'm sorry. You weren't talking to me. Okay. They don't care if they have a college degree or they're a professional doctor, lawyer. All that matters is that she's hot. Okay. Shy Lady.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that's an exception? That if you just have your regular guy, you know, who goes to work every day, is not an athlete, or, you know, you know, in the movies or TV or whatever, you go to work every day. Are they really looking for that model to marry?
Probably not regular people, but in terms of regular men, they're probably, of course, looking for someone that looks good to them. But I think that at the end of the day, they're mostly looking for somebody that's compatible with them.
I was just about to say okay. That, Charlotte. You took that right out of my mouth. Thank you.
Okay. So TQ says, yeah, that's kind of cliche. Let's be real. Boss says, I think it's a true statement. Most men don't care, especially if he's a self-made man. You know, I think that that's kind of sad to hear. And I think it puts men in a negative light. Because what does that say about you? What does that say about you if you go somewhere and you go to a party or you go to an event or your wife is go somewhere with you, you know, to a business meeting, and she opens up her mouth and she sounds ridiculous. What does that say about you? Do you go home and say, I told you not to say anything, or before you leave the house, you say the only thing you need to do is just stand there and look pretty. You know, don't say anything. I mean, seriously, if you have to do that and get upset, or your wife or girlfriend, they embarrass you because they opened their mouth because, you know, they did not have the intelligence. What does that say about you? Do you have the intelligence to not choose somebody like that? Me personally, I have intelligence and I'm not going to choose someone, whether I'm dating them or whether, you know, or if I marry him, I'm not going to marry somebody that doesn't have a brain. What does that say about you? So, I mean, boss says it may be sad, but it doesn't make it less true. If you want to call in, GP, I mean, I want some men on the panel. I want some men on the panel. So, you know, I mean, should you in the train? I don't know what you mean by that, Blunt. Should you in the train? I don't know what that means. I see. I think I saw that on a movie. Okay. So. Okay, you all are talking to each other. Okay. Most men think they can train their partner to be that person they need them to be. You know. So I mean, no problem. Fair. Can you train someone? Hey GP, thanks for popping on.
Hello.
How y'all doing? What you got to say?
No, I mean, guys, the reason a lot of the guys on the chat are not arguing on the men's aspect, we all agree, because it's true, we're all simple. We don't really, not that we don't want to care about a woman's intelligence or her success or her accomplishments, just that we just naturally do not really care about that. We just care more about how you treat us. That's like the main thing, how you treat us and how you treat everyone else.
But again, okay, but GP, again, I say, but wouldn't you want to, if you were to go to a party and you all started talking about, I don't know, about world events or something, and the conversation is going really, really well. When you want your partner or, you know, your girlfriend or your wife or whomever to be able to say something and have the intelligence to say something that makes sense, as opposed to just her just sitting there being the little lady, the pretty little woman that you chose. I mean, when you want her to be able to join in the conversation and say something that makes sense.
Well, of course, but I mean, all we really care, the most important thing we care about is how you treat us, if you make us happy. Everything else, I mean, a man knows he has to get up and go to work. No one has to tell you. You got to make things happen. Either whether a woman's resident in our life or not, we're going to do it. That's just a plus. But I mean, most girls, I mean, it's already hard enough to get along with somebody. And if she's not that bright, she's not that successful, but makes us happy, then it's a green light. I mean, it'll be nice. It'll be nice to have somebody, you know, really bright, but we're not really looking for that.
Okay. All right. Who says about training? Okay. Ferris says you can't a dog. Boss says I'm making very general statements. I know, but in general, as a man, I found it to be mostly true. Okay. All right. Not if she's just a trophy for my arm or eye candy. Okay, but boss, okay, so whether she's a trophy on your arm or your eye candy, she's going to talk to somebody while she's on your arm. Somebody's going to talk to her. And if she says something that doesn't make any sense or she's just that person that does not have that intelligence or that IQ, are you going to get upset with her if she starts talking about stuff that doesn't make any sense? When you all get back in the car or you get home, are you going to get upset with her because she didn't make sense? You know? That is my question. Shorty.
Hello. Okay, I'm back. What was the question, Solid?
I'm just saying that, you know, if, you know, boss said that not if she's a trophy or eye candy, you know, for my arm, you know, if she's a trophy or for my arm or eye candy. I mean, if someone says something to her and she does not say anything that makes sense, and if she, quote unquote, embarrasses you, are you going to get upset with her when you all get home?
Of course, because that's like an embarrassment. Like anybody.
Okay, but if you just said that she's just eye candy for your arm, why are you going to get upset then? Then you knew that you shouldn't take her out. Maybe you should just stay home.
True. That's true. That's very true.
You know, so.
On that aspect, Solid, I mean, it goes back to what type of girls you like. It goes in the sense, do you want a girl that you bring home to stepmom, or do you want a girl you bring home to your regular mom, your real mom? It's not one and the same.
I mean, but can't you say the same thing for a woman? You know, are you going to bring this man home to your parents, or are you going, or this is the one that you just, you know, I'm coming out. I'll be right there. You don't need to come, you know, to the door.
Well, it goes back to what are you trying to do? Do you like this girl, or is this just a fun girlfriend? That depends on the guy, what he wants, what he's trying to get. And some girls, I mean, needless to say, if they don't make the cut for girlfriend material or wifey material, then they just stay in first base. They're not going to make a home run out of the relationship because they don't qualify. Yeah. So depending on what they can offer you and, you know, where you see them as a partner, like, man, I could really see this woman being the mother of my kids, or I could see this woman really, you know, being the love of my life or something like that. And if you don't see that, you just see her as somebody fun. Well, it stays at that point. Same thing for your men, though. Same thing for men. Like, some men, well, he's just a, you know, he's just a fun guy, but he's not husband material. He can't even hold a job, but he's probably good looking. And he's probably dumber than a second coat of paint.
All right. So TQ says, at the end of the day, my woman's like my homie as well. I'm not going to put on blasts in front of people. We'll talk behind closed doors. And Boss says, nah, personally, I get upset because in that scenario, everyone knows why she's on my arm. Hey, Angel Bear, welcome. Well, she was here. So, you know, I don't know. So again, GP, since you're up here, I'm asking you as a man, Shy Lady and Shorty, they already answered and Fair has answered. Do you think if you dated an older woman, at least 10 years plus, in your younger years, you could have benefited on a maturity level?
I would go with no.
Okay. All right. Can I ask why? If you don't want to answer, you don't have to.
Well, you said on a personal level. Well, for me, I was already pretty successful in my 20s. So.
Okay.
But I mean, for the average Joe, well, it depends. I mean, is this woman somebody like, you know, she's maybe started her own business. She's successful in, you know, in education.
Well, I mean, even if she just went to work every day and she worked at just a regular job, you know, nothing big or anything, but I'm just talking about, but on a maturity level, I'm not talking about on terms of success and how much money she has or whatever. I'm just saying on a maturity level, on how mature she is compared to someone who is, you know, if you're 22 and you're dating someone who's 32, 35. And again, I'm not talking about money wise. I'm talking about just on a mature level on, you know.
For the average Joe, probably not. I would say probably not.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's interesting. That is interesting. You know, because hey B, welcome. I don't know, because I think that, again, and I said this before some of you guys came on, I think that men, they don't mature the way women do. And I think that, you know, if you're at a party or, you know, if you're just out and about, men are just silly, you know, especially when they're young. You know, they're silly. You know, even when you're in high school, and yes, girls are silly too, but, you know, boys have always, the male species has always just been silly. You know, and I think that kind of transfers, and, you know, as they get older, you know, they mature, but there's still that part of them that's still that little kid that still just is not quite there. So, Shy Lady, you want to say something? Okay, I think she's
there. I'm just listening. I'm in the store going aisle to aisle. I'm just listening.
Okay. No, your mic came off. That's why I was asking. Okay. Fair says, I feel immaturity only deters from building a relationship, a partnership. If either isn't mature enough, it isn't going to last and will mostly be based on the novelty of it all. That's interesting, Fair. Very interesting. No worries, Juju. No worries. I'm glad you're able to pop on. That's from staying up late last night. You know, so I don't know, y'all. Again, I talk about the maturity level, and I question when you do have the De Niro's, the Eastwoods, you know, the Pacinos and all these older men who are in their twilight years, you know, 80s and 90s, and they're dating and marrying younger women. So I'm not even going to say dating. I'm going to say to marry. So let me ask this, and GP, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but you're the only man that is on the panel. How do you feel about Al Pacino and Robert De Niro having babies in their 80s?
I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right because there's no excuse for hurting children. And, you know, for people that know what it's like growing up without a parent or both parents, I mean, they'll tell you how harder it is than somebody who had both mom and dad around. And yeah, that's not fair to the kids. It's very selfish, just like fair use said.
So, okay, you so you're saying selfish in the sense that you could pass away. Or exactly. Selfish in the sense that you can't go play ball with them. I mean, you could, but it's not like you're going to go run around do bases like you could when you were in your 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So fair, is it disgusting? I mean, is that too harsh of a word that it's disgusting? I mean, is that word too harsh? Hey, Spider Hoff, aka Daddy Hoff. Won't be able to see that kid pass graduation in kindergarten. But is disgusting, is that too harsh?
I think selfish is the better word.
Okay. All right. So do you think that the mother is being selfish by getting pregnant?
Yes, absolutely.
So do you think that as that child gets older, say, you know, Robert De Niro or Clint or Al Pacino's, you know, child, when they're 30 and their father's gone, will it be that resentment there? Even if that child does inherit millions of dollars and what have you, is there going to be that resentment there because I didn't even know my father because I was too young and he passed away? Or maybe, you know, I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, because I mean, I've got friends that never met their dad because their mom decided to have a kid with somebody who was on the run from the law. Somebody that, you know, is a known felon and decide to have a kid with them. That's very selfish of them to do that. So the guy gets locked up and now this kid has to grow up without his dad around or somebody to care for him like that on the male side. And it's a very selfish thing to do. But she really wanted a kid.
Okay. Now, boss says, I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said same concept.
Okay. Boss says, I think that would depend on your personal views. I wouldn't call it disgusting. So, okay, so let's flip the switch here. What about adoption? And I know I'm changing it a little different here, but I want to put it in instead of having a biological child. Let's say the Clint Eastwoods go out and they're, you know, someplace at a children's home or something, and they see this kid that they bond with, they adopt this child. Is that also selfish? For the same reasons? Okay, so why, GP? Because if you're going to say no, spiritual doctor, welcome. If you're going to say no, that person still wouldn't be around when that child was older. And let's say they adopted someone that was in their teens, that person still would not be around when they got older. So Or is it just the baby factor?
It's the baby factor. In fact, some states, I know here in Texas, if you were ever in the system to be adopted, actually the state will help you get you a full ride to college, because they understand that, you know, you were a child. It wasn't your fault that your folks were around. Okay. So, like, if you would, some people here that just do it because, you know, whether, you know, they're Christians or whatnot, they'll help out, adopt a kid to get them on the right path that, you know, let's say he's a teenager, 16 or whatever, and just the way they can kind of guide them into the right path. Like I said, it's just their own personal beliefs, but that's really normal. Plus, to adopt a child, I mean, you got to have some kind of accomplishment. You got to have some kind of degree of man, like, you can't be a criminal. You can't have drug problems. The state has to approve it. So at that aspect, it's not selfish because you're trying to help somebody out, trying to help an innocent child.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Well, I knew this topic was going to take some twists and turns and what have you. And everyone definitely has their points of view, you know, everybody, you know, can express. That's a, okay, Shorty. I am winding up anyway. So, Shorty, I'm going to start with you if you're able to. You want to give your last words of wisdom?
Come back to me, Sol. Come back.
Okay. GP, you want to give your last words of wisdom? And thank you very much on saying what you said about the show.
Just want to say, keep up the good work. It was a good show. Everybody had a good time.
Well, thank you, GP. Thank you. And Shy Lady, I don't know if you're still shopping or what you're doing. Do you want to say anything before I go back to Miss Shorty Shorty? Okay, I'm going to assume that she is doing whatever. So, Shorty, and thank you very much, Blunt. Thank you, thank you. Shorty?
Yes. Well, to me, it is what it is. You know what I mean? They like it. They love it. You know what I mean? As long as they treat them good, you shouldn't have to worry about it. Now, see, if they was treating them fucked up, then that's when your concern should be happening. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Well, to Shy Lady, Shorty, and GP, thank you for being in my space. Shorty, you're in my space. You're in my space, and like I said, I'll figure out a way to work this in Saturday. So I am going to leave y'all with Simon and Garfunkel. You know, some of y'all may know who this is and some of you guys may not, from the movie that The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman and Anne Bancroft from 1968, The Graduate, where Dustin was being seduced by a much older woman by the name of Mrs. Robinson. So here we go.
Bless you please, Mrs. Robinson.
Okay, y'all. I'm laughing because, you know, Shorty. Have you been paying attention to what I've been saying to TQ?
Yes, I have, ma'am. I've been reading the chats.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yeah, I think, for me at least, I have my topic for Saturday. I don't know what everybody else is going to come up with, but yeah.
Oh, we already know you got
your
topics. You got a whole lot of
topics. So, TQ, thank you for giving me some topics and some, you know, something to talk about for our Saturday fun show. And, you know, and I'm not going to say any names, because y'all, I don't say names, but, you know, again, this is a space that I was in, or y'all, you know, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, so Shorty, I just, you know.
I already know, Solid, y'all got to say that, I already know, and I can't wait to
hear about it. Thank you, son. So, anyway, y'all, tomorrow is going to be over at the other place, same time, 1 p.m. Pacific time. So, not on Podbean, but over at my other house. So, hope you can make it. So, if not, I'll just be sitting there, sitting here, working, whatever. Y'all pop in. But anyway, thank you guys for coming. I much appreciate it. And GP, Shorty, and Shy Lady, once again, thanks for coming up on the panel. And everyone, thank you for coming in the show, period. So, hope to see you tomorrow. Bye, son. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.